That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Westside, bad boy killers.
This is how.
This is the Rav game.
I'm not feeling it right now.
Too clean. Is this working?
We're working. Live. We're live. Let's do it live. Welcome back. Episode 214.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally guessed. No way.
No, I think it is. 214. Or two.
That's all right. 200 plus.
Yeah.
200 plus. That's what we should do for every episode. Then you count. Because I can't.
I have to guess.
Okay, here's what I was going to say. Just to get right into it, because we're watching.
The play-in.
Play-in Sacramento Golden State live. Do live. I told you, Sacramento can get hot right here. Oh, and the points can swing so fast that it's insane, dude. But look now, you know?
12-point game.
12-point game. About to be 11.
4-point play by Curry. As soon as we just started talking about this, that's crazy.
Swishes.
If Wes fouled me afterwards, I already put it up.
If the Warriors lose, is it the last time Draymond, Klay, and Steph are all playing together in Warriors uniforms? I want to say yes. I want to say two of the three could be gone from there.
I mean, we know who the two of the three probably would be. I think Curry's going to stay no matter what.
No matter what. Lifer.
Why would they get rid of him?
He will never leave. Yeah. Unless some other team, like, I don't even think he would ever even go to L.A. He turned them into a $1 billion company. What if...
He's their Michael Jordan.
What if Draymond, where do you think he would end up, dude? He's going to go somewhere. He's out of there. He's out of there. Klay, maybe 2-year deal somewhere else for big bucks.
I don't know. That would be wild. Somewhere.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
To be like a,
go be a sniper.
Yeah.
Be like Korver and come off and score 12.
Yeah. Be like a
16 points. Yeah. He'll do better. He's young. He just likes that shit. He's a boatman. He wants to be on the sea, dude. You ever see that video of him cruising in the practice in his boat?
Yeah.
No, you never seen that? He has like a little spot where he drives his boat up to and then he gets a little ride or takes his fucking little car he keeps over there to drive over to the arena. That's but it's just him just standing up blasting it on a fucking like catamaran style. Style boat it is, I don't know. Like a fishing boat but not like a full blown fishing boat.
Yeah.
And he fucking just blasting it, driving down the fucking Bay Area the game.
You're a millionaire, fuck it.
Then he runs out.
He's single too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And no kids?
Well, here's what I was going to say earlier, too.
You want to have a kid with him? Oh, my gosh.
I don't want a kid. That's the only for you. One, I can't physically have kids anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So that works out perfect. That is a great. Thanks, science. Thank you, science. I'm fighting a ripped up neck, dude.
What?
I fucking pulled a muscle right here that week I was sick. Like I heard a weird time or I pinched my nerve or pulled a muscle in this back section of my neck and I can
certain way real quick.
And it just fucking has been killing me.
I had the same thing, dude. I'm not gonna lie, like right here.
Just one side.
Yeah.
Makes me want to puke. Every day.
It was like, you feel it randomly during the day sometimes.
Randomly, right? Like I'll be good for 6 hours and I'll stop doing something and just move my neck weird for a second.
Really
it's
like, really cold afterwards. Like it's just a weird sensation.
I'm sleeping okay though. Once I lay down and I chill, my neck doesn't hurt.
A couple of days.
No, mine's every day.
No, I'm saying it'll go away after a couple of days. It takes a while. I feel like everything got over mine. But now let's talk about is making it.
My tendonitis has chilled out a shitload. Like both sides of my
Now it's getting more warm.
But my neck is fucking trashed.
It's warm out now.
Nor did the gun on me, and it felt like she was jackhammering my head off my body. I was just like, the next day, I slept good, so yeah. I was like, oh, okay, I'm alright. Then by the end of the day, I was just like, oh.
That shit helps. I put on my back sometimes, and I'm like, oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I had like a...
You ever got a real massage?
Yeah, once. I got really sick afterwards.
Did they cup you?
Toxins fucking,
did they cup you?
No, I didn't get that. But like, that'll make you sick. In my, I didn't drink any water afterwards or anything. Like, I fucked up, yeah. Woke up feeling like shit, like... The fuck is that? Yeah, you got like
lactic acid moving around in your body. So they cupped my back, or she did. I remember that. It was nuts.
It was fucking.
I want to do it again.
I've never seen that fucking.
I just think,
those pepperonis on your back.
Yeah, this was nasty, dude. It's like, oh, this is blood. Salami. This is blood toxic, nasty.
It's just toxic in your blood, right, or whatever. Toxic kinda. In your blood.
Zerbonus is so good. Oh, that wasn't even Zerbonus.
Wow.
Who's their bank?
Fox.
No, Fox is a G.
What did you say? Sorry.
Who's their backup there? King's down low guy right there at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to see.
It's a short last name.
No. I wonder where is he? Oh, he's blind too.
I'm not sure. Hold on. I'm going to go with him. Who is this guy?
Number 25.
Len. Good. Okay. Perfect. Okay, perfect.
We were thinking
Len.
About it.
No idea who that guy is.
Nah, I don't know. I haven't really watched much basketball this year. I watch a lot of March Madness. That's pretty much it.
What about Caitlin Clark going number one?
Yeah, well,
I mean, the Chicago Sky snapped.
Yeah, they got two good players.
Big chicks.
Yeah.
They're the big Sky. I saw a stat, a funny meme that was like, or post from some sort of social media that made its way, of like every team outside of the Reinsdorfs or whatever their names are, is trying to get better and win more games and do anything they can, and these two teams are just tanking, the Bulls and the Sox.
I was like, oh my god.
Because the Sky came up.
Yeah, they got two
huge chicks.
Bears, they got two top, what was it, like the third overall pick and the eighth?
Yeah, she was like.
Top 10?
Yeah. Champions, national champions.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them. Oh, yeah, for real. Yeah, they both are.
That's pretty crazy. Oh,
that's cool. I mean, yeah. Are you going to watch more games?
No. Probably not. All right.
Yeah, I agree. I saw that Aurora's guy is getting a soccer team, third division, playing at AU's complex over here.
Really?
The Riverlight FC.
Riverlight?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
What division are they in? Like
third tier, so it's like this. MLS is one. They're like.
Oh, okay. I'm fucking ripped right now. I'm gonna say that on the other show.
Yeah, we did the fight show Slam Society on War Media. Watch
it. It was fun. Yeah. It was long.
Yeah, here it is.
We're a little toasty now for the second round of a double whammy on a Tuesday.
They're League 2 for the
League 2?
The women.
Oh. I guess that's cool.
Tier 3 for the men.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of cool, though. They're...
Yeah, might as well utilize it.
They're here in Aurora, so...
I heard someone complaining about the cricket stadium the other day.
A lot of people are complaining about it. I have a buddy who said, not good. I want more Pakistani than Indian food places around here. Like,
give them the money. You're going to dump a shitload of money that Oswego doesn't have to pay for. It might make it worth moving
there.
They're
going to build something on it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's going to be a hotel. Like,
that would be,
the blueprints for that shit are wild. A hotel. Couple outlet stores, like restaurant, little storefronts, and the stadium. That's cool. River Light Football Club.
The river because of the Fox River?
Who the fuck are these people?
Because it runs through, like, the middle of the people who they've signed and drafted. This guy from Butler.
Northern.
And Irish kid. And Light because it's the City of Lights. Celebrating. So that's kind of cool.
So it's based out of Aurora.
Yeah.
Soccer is all it comes up with cool fucking ways to do it.
Should we support them? Should we go over there and Tickets are like $20. It's just some random ass teams in like
random West. Cities.
Yeah. Like the team in Grand Rapids.
What the hell? What's today's date? 16th. I ordered some car seat covers for Nora that are gonna be pretty cool.
I was shopping for some shoes myself lately.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Ooh. What kind? Nice.
Some New Balances. Just casual, like, because I'm gonna be walking around a lot in Europe, so I want to take, like, some, you know.
Yeah, you gotta have a fresh pair.
I was thinking about making a very European outfit change just for being out there. So I can fit in.
Get them there.
Jankos?
No.
It might be cheaper.
Let's see who's about to walk in. I heard it. I heard a noise. Wow.
Or whatever. Is it the...
Man? No yeah. way. Is this really it? This is really going down?
Yeah.
That's the A-Town map?
Yeah, whatever. The plot is the zone. Get involved. Maybe I should wear this over there. To be like,
maybe the post office
should get free tickets. What kid is that?
Maybe
mate,
you can be
what
gold.
What kid are you wearing?
Have you seen them? You don't have Disney Plus, do you?
Yeah.
Watch that movie with Magneto. He's the main soccer coach for that Samoan team. You ever seen anything about that?
No.
Pull it up. Disney. Disney. Listen. Disney. Soccer movies. River. Rise Up Aurora. Peoria City, Des Moines, Chicago City, St. Charles. What the fuck? Aurora, Minnesota. Bavarian. What the fuck? Third Coast. What the fuck? Minnesota. Swaino. Who the fuck is Chicago Dutch Lions? Yeah. What the fuck, dude? Who are these? These are the PNA camp kids? The Polish National Association Soccer Tournament kids?
I'm pretty sure some of them train there for sure. I would be surprised if they train, if this team trains at that fucking that PNA youth camp.
It's like 25 soccer fields out there, dude. It's crazy back in there. Have you ever been in there? I've never been in there. Can you go in there?
Like, yeah, once.
Sometimes
like someone
it's open.
Rented a party there.
That shit's scary. There's like bunks. Cool. Like, there's like bunks out bad, there. Yeah. Soccer's
a
wild.
Scarf? Would you get a scarf for it? Hang up somewhere.
Fuck that.
I'm gonna buy you a jersey for your birthday.
I don't want to watch people from Canelan playing on the Aurora fucking River playing. Lights.
From like LA and different
weird ass places. Yeah. Like, what are you doing
that's
here?
That's why they're putting all that Jericho Circle.
Bazooka. What do we got? The gum factory? Yeah, that was one. No way, dude. They got Wrigley.
That's not cool. It's like the most camel looking one.
No, they're cool. Even the jerseys with the roads are, but
it's a weird color, though.
City of Lights jersey.
Like this
I did just read a sign in Aurora today about the City of Lights. Why it's called that?
The first city in America to have
the whole lit street.
Street lights.
The full little area lit up.
Okay, what are you talking about? The movie? Disney Plus?
Samoan soccer. Samoan soccer movie.
Watch Disney Plus in Korea.
Samoan soccer.
Have you ever seen Shaolin soccer?
Is that the one with the tennis table? Like it looks like a. Have you seen those guys? That play kick with the ball over the
Oh yeah, the tech tables they call
that super rounded off.
Yeah, they're called tech table. Yeah,
tech tables. What?
Yeah, with TEK. I seen one like cause at Spurs. Like they do like.
I guess it has to have its own name, right?
Yeah. What's that brand, I guess, is what...
Oh. You seen that, though, where they only use their feet? Yeah, what were we looking up? Oh, yeah, the movie?
Samoan soccer.
You didn't find it? Oh, it's floating. Yeah, the internet. My bad.
No, that's my best. I just have... The soccer team is taking up all my fucking...
What is it? Light City? Wait, what is it? River Light?
Yeah.
River Lights Football Club.
River Lights. I'm going for the wins? Chicago Dutch Lions, dude. They sound like a swisher, wins? Dude. It sounds like a swisher sweet. It sounds like a blunt. What's new? No. Right there. American Samoa. Next goal wins. That one. Magneto's the coach. He's like a British soccer coach that goes there in the early 2000s and helps them win some dumbass qualifying match. Then they get smoked. Never have ever came back to face anyone ever again. American Samoa. But they go to these like other islands out there in the middle of nowhere and play each other in soccer.
Yeah.
It's really good, actually. But Magneto is the coach.
I want to watch that X-Men 84 show. I heard it's really fucking good. It's like one of the best
cartoon?
Marvel shows.
Put out. Cartoon?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to watch the whole cartoons.
All of a sudden, you want to say that you're above that or something.
Man, Albert just watched all the bad.
Old Josh, he wouldn't have cared.
I'm just watching The Bear, dude. I'm just watching The Bear.
Yeah,
the whole first season was awesome.
Are you on second season right now?
I started 20 minutes and then I felt guilty because Camila really liked the show. So I'm like, it's actually not that bad for her to watch. I mean, there's a couple shoddy parts, but it's not like crazy.
I'm trying to think of what's the worst thing that's in it.
Just cocaine talk and shit like that. Yeah. Like yelling and cussing and
there's
shit.
No, good.
No, not really.
It's just like, there's nothing weird.
No.
It doesn't even have
I didn't think it's like reality. It's like reality more than anything.
Yeah.
But she was like, this is a good show.
It's cool too. Cool. Like just it's
simple idea.
It's a cooking show. It's like the
but not just about cooking.
Gordon Ramsay Hell's Kitchen kind of thing. Where you had
well, kind of just a way of showing that a place that can be reinvented into a fucking different way of looking at it because times and things change. Where yeah, it's their family restaurant, but they got to do something different. It's not working anymore.
Yeah,
barely getting by. We can do more. I'm worth more. That fucking chef is what's his name in there? In the show.
Hello. Oh, we're good. I don't think any of them look more into some more soccer.
Just watch some movie.
Carmen?
Yeah, Carmen. And like Maddie, I heard is a more important character in season 2. I've seen some things about what happens. I've just been waiting for a rainy day to watch it with Camila, to be honest.
May Manson's funny. I like him. Let's take a look at
those scenarios. Yeah, but I like how he's not overused. And now, like the whole first season, he doesn't really cook or do anything. Then I heard in this season he does.
So Richie, he's voicing the thing.
The thing
in the Fantastic Four, he's playing them.
Really?
The Fantastic Four, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. He does kind of have like a sympathetic voice. Yeah, that's kind of why he's good at playing kind of like the loser buddy friend.
Yeah, right.
Like his voice kind of sounds.
Jimmy?
Yeah, his voice kind of sounds like cousin.
He's from Chicago, I think.
Cousin.
Yeah.
Cousin. That's crazy. I think, have you seen the whole second season?
Yeah, I've seen all of it.
You're fucking gay.
Why? Because I'm more cultured than you and I'm ahead of it? ADT professionally installs
Google Nest products. Cool. Well, I did watch the entire season in one night, though, so suck on that. It's like 4 hours of watching it. It was like, this is a good show. 40 minutes, these are easy.
Because, like, you never think that a cooking simple show restaurant will, like, draw you in, but it's like, no, it's fucking good, like.
Simple cinematography.
I feel like because it makes you feel like it almost like simplifies cooking to you. That you're like, oh, okay, I kind of understand.
Well, yeah, and it just shows like
it makes
a regular life.
Yeah, like he makes cool stuff. Like
I just kind of feel like
kitchen
dude,
aspect.
It's super real life,
yeah, chef.
Yeah, but it's super real life.
Yeah.
Like there's it's that's what a ton of people's lives are based off of. What is it? What is it?
Oh.
They're up
what?
Sag Town. They're gonna win by. They're gonna win by 8. Sacramento wins by 8. He's a good coach, dude.
Dubai Brown, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good coach. They're good.
Is he more 80 points?
All right. Dude, Zerbonis, I told us. Remember, you could probably go back on the podcast when his contract up and LaVine was up. And me and you were sitting in here talking like, we should sign Zerbonis. He should be the one. We need to dump fucking Vucevic and sign that dude and get rid of LaVine. Yeah, he probably could have. And look at what that dude does. Some crazy stat of triple doubles this year, or double doubles. He's good. He's a lefty.
Yeah.
Hard to block. He's
a pro too, so it's just like he knows. Damn, it's a fucking. Look at his black eye.
He plays hard.
Yeah. And the Stanley Cup playoffs, too. I'm
Sacramento is the team that, if they make it, will be fun because their crowd's going to be wild for home games there.
Never have.
Whoa! I want to go to a game or on vacation or something. I don't Pelicans? Fucking know.
For the 8th seed.
The playing thing is awesome. I just have absolutely no idea how it works. So I just wait and see. Okay. To me, it's complicated. Who? So this is a game to get in the playoffs?
What the hell? I'm not sure.
A playoff before the playoff? Or do they both make it? Or does the loser not make it? And what about the loser of the first game? Do they make it or no?
The loser first game can still make it. The winner of the first game, I think.
What?
So I think LA, they're playing 7th seed.
Who?
So they are the 7th seed, so they're playing the 2 seed, which I think, I don't forget who it is. That was like Timberwolves, or is it?
The Timberwolves. Blake Griffin's retired?
Yeah. You one of your favorites of all time?
No. I was going to say, I feel like he didn't really ever live up to what he could have been. He kind of had one of those careers where he got like a good 10 years. Obviously, that's an unbelievable career. Yeah. Worthy of a great sending out, good, great player. But I felt like maybe he got a little injured when he got to the NBA. Something weird because that dude was so good. And you were like, oh shit, this dude's going to average 22 points a game his whole career. And you're like, oh. Does his knees go bad?
So the Pelicans play the winner of this game, and the winner plays OKC.
Oh, the winner of this game plays OKC?
The Lakers are playing the Nuggets. It's a tough game. If I could have beat OKC, who would have beaten OKC?
Who?
The Lakers? That'd be like the most Lakers shit for them to beat OKC in the first round. Like, they somehow, like,
sweep them.
Because they're a young team and they're just going to fucking
just treat them.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's LeBron.
Anthony Davis has played the most games of his career this year. 74 games.
It's crazy. It took this long.
Well, I mean, who knows with them, dude? Who knows with LeBron? Nice shot, Harrison. Hey, dude, they're a deep team.
It's crazy.
Sacramento is a pretty deep team.
He's like, damn, I have no fucking help.
No, they're all gone. Saw Giannis might be going to the Lakers.
No,
or the Knicks, I mean.
But he's just in Milwaukee.
You think Lillard leaves?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I can keep it brief. Sometimes it's hard work rocking two of them. We talked a lot of UFC in the other show. We don't want to double lap. We're not wimps.
No.
We got plenty of.
The draft's next week, though. That's going to be.
Well, we talked a lot about it. I think we all know what's happening. We think we should probably pick a number 9 pick that would be really good for us.
That depends on who's there.
Take that bone. Take that bit. Take that bone.
Yeah, would you be upset if they drafted like a tackle or something at that position?
I don't care. Just draft the best, someone awesome that's in that spot. I don't give a fuck right now.
Trust whoever they got.
I think Williams is going to be pretty good. I don't know. So, it's hard to decide yet. Because our team should be so good. We should win 12 games. He should have the craziest rookie season.
He
shouldn't
have to like win this game. Like,
no.
Win this game.
No. It should be like just play a, really like good.
The team's good.
Play good.
And we'll win because of the team.
Get 3,000 passing yards. Yeah. Get 26 touchdown passing, 3,000 passing yards. More 10. Allen 10, 11.
Sure.
Maybe 30 touchdowns.
Nice.
Who's your? What if you get a Dunze? 10, 10, 10. Swift 4.
And you still have Komet.
Komet 6. Well, now you got 40 touchdowns.
And you got
Everett, college? I don't know. Who knows?
That's crazy.
I mean, the weaponry could be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Could be the craziest assembly of every pro talent we've had.
I can see him trading back to like mid first round.
And getting a second.
Getting an edge there, getting a second, and then getting like a
this
receiver.
This year,
there.
Second?
Because what if, and then like a second this year, then what if you trade up to early for like early second if you want a receiver? Like, hey, we see your boy Keon Coleman is there.
Yeah, and you can get
like,
that.
Hey,
we can
just, hey, we'll just trade up a third round next year.
A mid-round second?
Yeah, like, hey.
Or we'll, first?
Yeah. Get an edge there. 2-for-1. Or a receiver.
Who's got enough picks to move up?
I think the Raiders can move up.
Because where are they at? Like 16?
11.
Two spots. 12. Three spots. Four spots back.
Yeah. The Broncos three. Don't have anything. You just have to see what.
Yeah, I wish.
Like, what if, like, if the Bills, if a dude is there and the Bills are like, we want a dude there for Josh Allen. Like, we need him.
One of these guys.
Well, they're like a 23rd pick, but they're like, we'll give you a second rounder and a third rounder.
Do they have a second rounder this year?
Yeah, they have a second rounder. So it's like, take a second rounder and a second rounder next year or something, where it's just like, fuck it.
Damn. And we already have 11 picks, and now we're up to 12 picks for next year.
And then you have a mid-second rounder, or like a high second rounder, but then you can use their pick to, you know, to move up.
Jesus Christ,
the second round,
dude.
Too.
Could Poles pull off the craziest 8 years of Bears football we've ever seen?
I would really hope so.
Well, then are we done after that? Do we get this crazy blip of Bears football for 8 years?
I hope
to 10
that we become ignorant, essentially.
And then we're 45 years old and the Bears suck again?
Then we're like, well, fuck it, we live through a few good years.
I don't want it to be that drastic. It won't
be good. No.
No, I want us to be great. I want to see the Super Bowl.
I want it to be. I can only dream.
I remember the last one was embarrassing.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is embarrassing for Golden State.
There's been plenty of teams. Like, yeah, we know the Patriots and them, they won all those, and the Chiefs. But like, even some other teams, like they won some. Like Seattle won some. You know, some.
Yeah, mixed in there.
Like the Steelers or Ravens, what's with them? The Rams won one. The Bucks
made it to 2-1-1.
The Bucks got one because Brady went there.
A few Bucks. Over the 30 years.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
No Bears quarterback like in our lifetime has ever gotten a second contract. Think about it. Like that's how shitty they've been for quarterbacks. It's just like
since 85.
I think Jim and Dan's the last one.
It's 2023.
I think that was his second year. It's like I think you.
It's almost 40 years.
I think you were born when he was
89.
So it's just like,
jeez, yeah. I wasn't.
Like, so you might have not been born for his.
That picture over there is 80. The 85 Super Bowl, 86 year.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. It seems like it's possible.
I can just almost.
It seems like it's completely possible.
Especially being in the NFC. Not being
well,
in the AFC.
Our division's crazy.
I feel like our division's becoming the best one. Competitive, for sure.
Yes. Similar teams.
Just quarterback. It's almost like I said. I saw the other day. It's like the AFC North, where it's like they have the Ravens, the Steelers, yeah,
very similar.
Cardinals, the Bengals, and the Browns. Like yeah. The Vikings, what if they do get JJ McCarthy? Like I think with fucking Kevin O'Connell, he'll coach him up enough, and they have Jefferson and fucking Jordan Davis.
Just throw it to him quick.
And get it to him quick. You can draft any receiver. They'll draft a running back for sure. A fresh running back, a fresh set of legs down there.
Yeah. Corum.
Yeah, Corum there. Trey Benson from Florida State just catch the ball like out of the backfield. Corum would be crazy if you get JJ and get him too. That'd be kind of cool.
JJ Corum, man.
And Roman Wilson.
With Jefferson.
Madison. And Roman Wilson being like a fourth option, that would.
Anyone's gonna get lucky with him because he'd be able to do special teams, return kicks. Because he's worth it now that they changed it. I'm glad they changed it.
He has a crazy like story of him
coming from the plane.
Hawaii. Him traveling to practice during a plane. His dad got a job at the airline so he can help fund him going to like the other school that was like better.
Yeah, you go like stay out there. I don't even fly out there every week.
Every other day or some shit like that. Like,
you know, stay out there for a few days.
That's crazy.
Do you see that Porter, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother was betting tons, like millions of dollars on game, but not basketball?
No, he's been on his lines.
No, I saw something today that they saw that they went back through it all and he didn't do anything on his games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now it's all previous to college basketball, non-college basketball, non-NBA, unless I read it wrong.
That's crazy. I thought it was himself. But then someone brought up the argument of, isn't it hypocritical then because the NBA has a partnership with FanDuel or
things,
and they're promoting this gambling culture, essentially. Like, you're promoting that it's cool to gamble, and you're giving away bonuses and stuff.
I gotta find the fucking... excuse me. I'm not gonna go find it.
What was his name? Whatever, Porter?
Yeah.
Whatever, Porter.
I told Nora today I want to go on vacation. You're going on vacation soon. I want to go on vacation.
Jante.
Jante.
Boba. Oh, no. Damn, what the hell is brother fucking... just get to be a killer manslaughter.
Did you find it?
So, one brother...
Yeah, one brother fucking killed somebody.
One brother killed...
Yeah.
It's a fucked up headline. Like, just put his own name.
University of Denver basketball player and the brother of Denver... Jesus.
And then Jante's the Bane.
Yeah, go to Jante. He did like over 2,000 bets. And the dudes, some of the people that are coming on shit were like, this bro was doing it, bro. Like, this dude was betting like a wild man. He didn't give a fuck.
He was on like the two-way contracts and this and that, so I guess that's why he bet money, because he was like, he was making shit for money.
Making shit.
He did not bet any basketball at any level then.
Yeah, see? He was betting like a son of a bitch, but it wasn't on any of his games.
the fact that he's been betting millions.
Yeah, made red flags for them. Like, what the fuck's this dude doing? $1.2 million he bet through those at that end.
That's a lot of money, dude.
But Drake's doing it. I guess he's not an NBA player, but
it's just like another shit. I think the argument you do have like the commercials all the time.
Yeah, fuck yeah. What the fuck? It's just like, can't knock him for doing it.
It's very hypocritical in a sense, but it's just I just don't want it because I feel like if NBA bans him for life, that's like that would be like a baseball move.
Yeah,
like where it's old school, like stupid, like really you're hurting your own sport. Like Barry Bonds up being in the Hall of Fame, like shit like that, where it's just like really guys, like
Barry.
Like if Adam Silver does that, it's almost like all right, dude, like you're a good commissioner, but
he never bet on basketball. He's just a fan of betting on other shit, right? Didn't Michael Jordan?
People don't like Adam Silver. I say he's actually a bad commissioner. Annual contracts, not
our thing. Grit Wireless on. I don't know.
He's only done the Clippers owner. I think he did it with Amanda. It's like, well, obviously that was a layup.
Yeah.
You had abandoned after.
I mean, a lot of the teams have gotten new stadiums under his ownership or like commissionership.
The game has grown.
It's grown in a different way. Now you're growing it bigger with overseas players. Like, you look through that like we did with all their draft picks are all from fucking overseas.
I just hope the Bulls draft a big man somewhere in the first round, too. No one can steal. Someone did steal. The Bulls season has at least been, they said that you can take, like, positives out of it is that Ayoke has developed into a better player and Kobe White has also developed into
yes.
a better player. So it's like, alright, just take that.
I still think
you
think
have two key players out, Pat Williams and Zach LaVine, no matter what you think, they go out. Like, yeah. Could have at least maybe been like,
yeah, a, that's 30 points between them two.
Six seed or something, you know?
Like, yeah, it's 30 points between those two.
Should be.
I feel like, we're due for a couple months for a Lonzo Ball tease video of him doing something.
A windmill? He could, dude. He always said he's getting better.
He said he wants to. I feel like he, because have you seen his interview where he said he feels like fucking shit? Like,
yeah, hell yeah, he does.
Like, nah, like, when he comes back, I'm gonna come back and I feel like he'll come have like a chip on his shoulder and prove, like,
oh yeah.
Hey, like, you guys stuck by me still. Like, the organization stuck by me. Like,
I hope so. Fuck it, bring D Rose back too.
Did Liv Morgan hit redemption tour?
She beefing with Rhea Ripley and took her out. I'll watch the Bulls game tomorrow. I have to. They just were so hard for me to watch that I kind of gave up on them. Started watching wrestling and like just catching up on all this shit on those nights because you're like, whatever.
Luckily, ain't much on tomorrow, so it's just like.
Yeah, it's in a weird time of the year where it's like. You know, you got some playoffs rolling around, baseball's just starting.
The fucking Sox are a fucking mess.
Sox are a mess.
Terrible. Only 2 months in the year, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll go to a game.
Can't think of the same thing. But they might be cheap because of it.
Yeah. Obviously. $8 seats on a Sunday. Family night, $45 for all of us. It's probably what it'll be. $10 plus a hot dog. You can get crazy deals there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they have good food. But the that's the thing. I don't want to give up my money. Like, I don't want to go. Like.
Yes, so.
But pathetic. Then it's just him. She's just going to. That's also with like the A's owner day where he's like, well, I don't have fans over here. I'm going to move the team then.
Nashville, baby. The Nashville. What would you call them? Notes.
The Nashville White Sox?
No.
Or would you change it to something else?
It would be a whole new thing.
Nashville Notes for like the music?
Too? Yeah. That's right.
The
Nashville.
Is it the Predators? Is the hockey one, right?
Is there a soccer team that's called the Sound? Isn't Seattle that like Sounders. Seattle Sounders? Yeah, I thought so.
Some Nashville Notes is a playoff of like music. I was trying to think. Yeah. It's just tough. Like, there's nothing really you can play off of music that wouldn't sound cool. But no one really in baseball sounds cool necessarily.
A lot of birds.
Like, if they didn't have the Tennessee Smokies, the National Smokies would have been good.
Yeah.
The Nashville Cowboys.
Cowboys?
Wrangler or something? No fucking off of that.
Nashville.
Nasties. The Nashville Hots? Hot chicken.
I'm hearing noises, but I don't know what's going on.
A Nashville noise?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Something like that. I like that better. I like that way better.
Kind of cool, man. The Nashville noise.
Yeah.
I don't know what to even...
Your logo would just be like a, something that's open shooting out like sound waves or something cool like that. Or like music like notes speaker, shooting out.
Maybe a simple speaker.
A guitar. Like different play on different music.
Different, like, yeah.
Theme nights.
Nashville noise. Yeah, true.
Do you gotta work tomorrow?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. I don't know why. Some days I'm like, it's cool once I'm there. But the night before, I'm just like, man, just give me like 10 hours of sleep. It just, just never happens.
Yeah, I fall asleep late usually.
Yeah, it's like I know it's.
I only get like 6 hours.
I know tonight it's not gonna happen. It's gonna be. Yeah. It's almost midnight.
I'm not due off Thursday. I don't know yet. So.
What time is it?
By sleeping.
Yeah, it's 11:30. We could make it a quick one tonight.
Yeah. That's a good amount of time. How long is it right now?
41, 42. Yeah. We did the other one. Was an hour.
The other one was long. Yeah.
It was a good podcast. We've been doing good with that. We got to switch up and make sure. We hit a lot of wrestling last time with Mania.
We'll have a lot more social media, too. Josh would be active on all of our socials.
Trying to get it back out there pre-COVID era.
Yeah, we got to just...
buckle down.
Yeah.
Monetize.
We're not much phone savvy. Guys, I feel like.
We're going to monetize. If there's dorks that can monetize, we're not dorks.
Yeah, that's true.
Dorks and dingleberries.
If they're doing it, why can't we, right?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
So. I'm just being lazy, but not anymore.
No. Do more. Try to get more views out there. More stuff. Opens up the opportunity to have more people on different things, too.
Yes. So. Yeah.
So it's cool.
There is a show this weekend for AAW on 420 that I'm trying to go to. So I don't know.
And then NFL draft and the draft on SmackDown.
They're splitting up?
Yeah, that's Friday. This one on SmackDown and then the one on Raw. Or like today.
Oh, they switch it around. Yeah. Who comes back?
The WWE.
Braun Strowman?
Well, they have to split the titles.
Yeah, you already know where it's going.
Cody's going to stay on Raw.
Yeah.
He has to go to Raw.
Yeah.
He can't go to...
It's going
to
be on Netflix.
He can't be... Yeah, he can't go to...
No, the world title goes there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect. Damian Priest on there.
Judgment Day versus them, like if you be like,
yeah, part of the bloodline on there. LWO, it'll be the more hip show, not old school white people wrestling.
On SmackDown,
yeah, SmackDown will be like hip, and Raw will be old school, beat them up.
Drew McIntyre,
he'll go to SmackDown for that title.
Randy or Raw.
Maybe if he's gonna
I feel like they could screw over something like that where it's like they don't have a chance for
go against Cody.
Yeah. Or the IC title. He fits that old school. Him, Sheamus, like they fit that old school.
He came back and looked like shit.
Sheamus
looked fat as hell. He looked horrible.
Yeah.
Nora was like, "Whoa, dude, he was super good shape," and now he was like, "Shit." Yeah, dude, this is a blowout.
He's on vacation.
89-111.
Wow,
89-113.
Well, that game just like this is over.
Speaking of fun,
he's the hook out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Hey, peace the fuck out. Peace out. Peace the fuck out. Peace the fuck out.